4 people are confirmed dead, with a 5th unaccounted for and presumed dead after a crash in Denali National Park on Saturday. It is the first fatal crash in the Alaska Range involving a commercial operator since 2003. KTNA's Philip Manning reports.
On Monday morning, the National Park Service saw a potential window to reach the site of a de Havilland Beaver that crashed 14 miles southwest of the summit of Denali on Saturday. Bad weather had kept rescuers away Saturday night and all day Sunday. Catherine Belcher, Public Information Officer for Denali National Park and Preserve, says there was hope that the 5 people aboard the plane might still be alive.
We had no visual confirmation of the condition of the plane, so yeah, I would say we were hopeful for a happy outcome.
The happy outcome was not to be, however. The rescue helicopter was able to reach the crash site on a narrow ridge known as Thunder Mountain, and a ranger was lowered on a tether to inspect the plane. He was able to reach the downed beaver and confirm that at least 4 of its occupants were dead.
So he had a very small window of space, or a very small area where he could actually get close enough to the plane to kind of look inside. And unfortunately, he was able to see that 4 of the passengers were deceased. He couldn't actually get inside the aircraft and do any kind of real investigation. He was only on the ground for about 5 minutes.
With the weather closing in quickly, the ranger was not able to locate the plane's 5th occupant. But Catherine Belcher says conditions are such that the person is presumed dead as well.
The body may still be in the plane, but we just couldn't see until we can get a little more time on the ground. We won't know for certain, but we're pretty confident that the person did not get out of the aircraft.
On Monday afternoon, the National Park Service identified the pilot of the aircraft as Craig Lason of Saline, Michigan. The Saline Post newspaper says Lason is married with 3 children. The 4 passengers aboard have not been identified, but all were Polish citizens, according to the National Park Service. What was a search and rescue has now become a recovery effort. Catherine Belcher says park personnel are developing plans for when the weather clears.
They're working on some plans right now because they want to recover the bodies. The aircraft recovery will probably come later. We're looking at the next window of opportunity for clear weather, maybe as early as Wednesday, but maybe later in the week.
K2 Aviation, the company that owns the plane, released a statement Monday saying its staff are grieving the loss of life and that the company is cooperating with all agencies involved in the recovery and investigation. The company has suspended all flight seeing tours in the wake of Saturday's fatal crash. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.